A new topic is picked each week. 20 questions are asked, 10 each. One person's a fan, the other had to cram. The winner picks for next week and gets bragging rights, and the loser gets to hang his head in shame.
Today is November 27th, 2017, and this is episode 24, Cowboy Bebop. I'm Jared.
And I'm Justin.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's cram.
Time to blow the scene.
Can't believe you made me say that.
Too good. How could you not say it?
For those you don't know, there was some deliberation before the show as to whether or not we would keep it original or say cram. So we went with the cheesy line.
Thank you.
Never look back.
I appreciate it. It's great. All right. Let's get into it, sir.
Yes. Question I go first.
Uno.
Yeah. All right. When Asimov and Katerina enter the bar in Tijuana, Asimov orders a beer. What does Katerina order? A. Bloody Mary. B. Vodka tonic. C. Tequila shot. Or D. A beer as well.
Okay, go through this one more time.
Do we need the question or just the answers?
Do the whole thing.
When Asimov and Katerina enter the bar in Tijuana, Asimov orders a beer. What does Katerina order? A. Bloody Mary. B. Vodka tonic. C. Tequila shot. Or D. A beer as well.
I'm going to say Bloody Mary. Final answer.
You are correct. See? Even though you didn't see the whole thing.
I know. Let me go ahead and get that out there. Even though that we had a long time to watch this with Thanksgiving break and everything, I got this thing right here.
Yeah, get that out of my face.
And I spent some time with that. It's a Switch for audio listeners.
Yeah, for those of you who don't see it on video, he's holding a goddamn Switch that he stole off some poor child on a bus.
No, I didn't. I bought it at Target for a normal price.
Yeah. The price of a child's dream. All right, your question.
Next question. On their voyage to Venus, I believe it was Venus. I'm going to say Venus. A parody of what cartoon played on the flight? This is a hard question, but this is like the first one I wrote. So these are your options, sir. Was it Tom and Jerry, Scooby-Doo, Looney Tunes, or Woody Woodpecker?
Tom and Jerry, final answer.
At least I thought it was a hard question.
I just, for some reason, that thing sticks out. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. Bing! I mean, there's several parody stuff things throughout the show.
Yeah.
But I liked that one.
No,
like,
I remember that one.
There's there's a Pokemon one. Dragon Ball Z one.
Yeah. Okay, well, my now that I know that you didn't watch the whole thing through, my question seemed very cruel.
Okay,
so here we go. Ein, the corgi, was being experimented on as a what? Open answer.
Data dog.
Oh, maybe not. Correct.
I mean, it was like, that was like episode two or three.
My questions do follow somewhat of the order of the episodes, but I might switch it around.
Okay, next question for you, sir. What moon is Jet from? And this is multiple choice to help you out. Was it Ganymede, Callisto, Diego, or Io?
Say this one more time just so I have them.
Okay. What moon is Jet from? Was it Ganymede, Callisto, Diego, or Io?
I don't know if this is a trick question, but I'm going to say Ganymede. Final answer.
It is not a trick question. That is the correct answer.
Because I knew that's where he did his beat, but I wasn't sure if that's where he was from.
I mean, I assume that was where he was from. Maybe I'm wrong. Because I thought that he lived. It doesn't matter. You got it right.
Yeah. In episode 4, the gang run into a group called the UEPS. What does that stand for? Open answer.
UEPS. The United Electronic Postal Service. Final answer.
You got none of those words right. was the Universal Environmental Protection Society. Because remember, they were environmentalists.
Oh, it was the dolphin rat people.
Dolphin
Damn.
Rat. Burr, burr, ba, burr. Throw a fart up on the board.
Yeah, I already did it.
Yep.
All right. Which of the following was not a description of Radical Edward that Jet gives to the crew?
Okay.
Was it a 7-foot tall basketball player, an alien, a 3-year-old, or a fat guy?
Say him again.
A 7-foot tall basketball player, an alien, a 3-year-old, and a fat guy.
It's between the 7-foot tall basketball player and the fat. I'm gonna say the 7-foot tall basketball player. I think that's a red herring. Final answer.
You think that's the red herring? Well, sir, you would have a fart on the board.
Shit. Was it the fat guy?
It was the fat guy.
Damn it. Because I thought that I did remember it like a tall person, but I didn't know if you were the basketball thing was the
that trick. Specific. It definitely was.
Yeah. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. All right. I'm going to go off this last question. So the UEPS used to be called what before they turned terrorist organization? Is multiple choice. Honor Guild, Space Warriors, Soldiers of Salvation, or Green Crusaders?
Cool. You like not helping me at all. I obviously don't remember the dolphin rat people.
Multiple choice. I mean, come on.
All right, throw them at me again, please.
Question, or you just want the answers?
The answers.
Honor Guild, Space Warriors, Soldiers of Salvation, or the Green Crusaders?
I think they were the Space Warriors. Final answer.
Well, you would be correct.
Yes. Jeez.
Yeah, I thought I would trick you with those. Awesome.
A little bit, yeah. All right. Next question. This is a multiple choice. Or do you want a true or false? Which one do you want?
True or false.
Let's go true and false. What item... Next one. That's not a true or false. True or false. Faye joins the crew of the Bebop before Ayn.
False. Final answer.
That's correct. She joins after, like the episode after.
Okay. In the episode Black Dog Serenade, Toucan offers Udai what type of wine? Multiple choice. Champagne, Merlot, Pinot Grigio, or a Cabernet?
Was it the Grige?
I get eye of the Grige.
I'm going to say Merlot because I definitely don't remember. Final answer.
The 95 Retrati. It's incorrect. It was the Champagne.
Oh, man.
Yes. It was a Dom Perignon, actually. Oh.
Dom Perignon. All right.
By the way, for those of you who do not know the reference we made, go back and listen to the Jake and Amir episode. It was awesome.
All right. Next question. Vicious saved Grin's life by killing what? Multiple choice. Was it a spider, a sniper, a scorpion, or a spy?
Oh, it was a scorpion. Final answer.
That's correct, sir. Scorpion.
I heard a ding. Did that go through your headphones?
Yeah, it did go through my headphones.
I thought the computer gods were smiling down upon us.
Nope, definitely not. No. Why would they do that? They would be the most difficult things.
Took a hot, steamy piss right all over the goddamn stream.
Yep.
Okay. When Jet offers Fad a cigarette, and by the way, in the English dub, it says Fat, but his name is Fad, a cigarette, he declined, saying he's quit. How many days does he say he's been off of them? More, less, or equal to 20 days?
I'm going to say less, final answer.
Correct. It was 10 days.
Bam.
Right, did you know that, or did you guess?
Not saying. All right.
You got the Wikipedia up.
So are we 4-4, correct?
1-4. Mm-mm, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, next question. This is a short answer. What item was Faye supposed to be given while posing as a dealer?
What was she supposed to be given?
Mm-hmm. She was. That was her job. She was supposed to be handed something. What was it?
Poker chip. Final answer?
That's correct, sir. Yes. It was a poker chip.
Dang. I was kind of scared about that one.
Even though I think they were playing blackjack, though. So, is it a blackjack chip?
Whatever. Okay, so when Elise left Jet, what two things did she leave him? Open answer.
Two things did she leave him?
I'm going to need both for the right answer. And this half-ass stuff. You remember who Elise was?
Yes. One was the pocket watch.
Hmm.
I don't remember what the second one was. Pocket watch... And damn, I don't remember what the second one is. I'm gonna go with a rose. Final answer. I definitely don't remember.
Oh, I'm gonna say no. You were half right.
Yeah.
It was a pocket watch and a note.
A note. Oh, God. Note. I didn't think about the note.
Yes, the note.
I was thinking of like an item of some sort.
Mm-hmm. All right, come at me. Come at me, bro.
All right, brah. Since you gave me a list of things, this is a list of three that you need to name. Three. What three things does Spike hate most?
Dogs, kids, and I'm going to say women. Final answer.
Okay, that's not very specific. I'm looking for a very specific answer.
Really? All three things to be specific.
All right, you're going to say those three things.
Yappy dog, annoying kids, and what is it? I'm going to say pushy women. Pushy women.
Okay. Even though that you're not specific enough for my taste, I will give you the credit.
All right.
And I will say that the answers were kids, animals, and women with attitudes.
Oh, that's close enough. That's okay. Thank you for your charity.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to piggyback off the last question, hoping that you don't remember. The note Elise left Jet had one word on it. What was it?
One word?
What was the one word?
Goodbye. With a hyphen. Final answer.
He was really kind of put off because she just smashed those words together. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because I'm looking for a specific word, I'm going to say no. You were close. It was farewell.
Oh, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
I mean, is that fair?
It's fair. I think that's fair. All right, fair. So we're still 4-6, right?
Yeah. You can still do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming back.
I could tie it up.
All right. How long, I'm looking for another specific answer. How long did Ed and Chess Master Hicks, how long did their game last?
Open answer?
Yes.
2 days, final answer. Don't do that to me.
Incorrect, sir.
What?
It was not 2 days.
Fuck.
It was a week.
Oh. A week. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. Why did I think 2 days?
Faye comes in later, and she says, oh, you're still playing that game, the same one.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That was question 8, wasn't it? Yes, it was question 8.
6, 7, 8. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Well, okay. This could be it.
Oh, man.
In Gren's... do I want to do that? Okay. In Gren's flashback of the war, he sees Vicious holding what item? Open answer.
What item?
He was holding an item in his hand. Like a disc.
It was the little music player.
Was it?
Final answer. It was a little music player, final answer.
I don't know if that's specific enough.
What the fuck? I don't know what it's called.
It's a music box.
Oh my god.
No, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Just being a dick. Okay, if I get these last two questions wrong, we got a tie game.
Oh.
Then it goes down to Lady Luck.
All right. Hold on. All right, which question did I already use? All right, true or false, one of Faye's codenames was the Ace of Spades.
I don't remember this. I'm just going to say false, final answer.
You're correct. It was not Ace of Spades. It was the Queen of Hearts. Even though that Ace of Spades seemed to be like the only card that she ever pulled out.
Yeah.
That's why I did that, because I just thought it was a little odd.
Yeah, I don't remember that for some reason. Here we go. I could give you that one, but maybe not. What is the name of the Bounty Hunter TV show the crew watches? Open answer.
Fuck.
It's like on every episode.
I know, but I don't remember.
With the lady who, for some miraculous reason, her boobs stay within her vest.
Damn it. I don't know. I feel like it's their names or something.
Do you remember their names?
No.
Does it really help you? Let me give you a hint. It's two words. An adjective. An adjective and a noun.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. And I feel awful.
You feel sick to your stomach?
I feel
like,
sick
like,
to my
like
stomach.
Like you let everyone down.
I did. I let the whole team down. I let them all down. I don't know. I can't even think of anything.
Just mad lib it. Give me an adjective and a noun.
Oh god, no, I can't.
Do it. It's not like you're gonna win anyway. Just say like vapid fart.
Okay. Juicy gas. Juicy final gas. Answer.
Well, you are correct. No. No. Big shot.
Big shot.
Big shot.
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember the name of it.
Yes.
All right. Last question for you, and I can't even remember because I know you talked about the dog, but I don't know if you mentioned this. What specific breed of dog is Ein?
It is a corgi, final answer.
What specific breed of dog is Ein?
Oh, fuck
Ein?
You. Brown corgi, final answer. You can be specific about it. If I didn't get it to your exact specifications.
Right. He is a corgi, so I'll give you the credit, but he's a Welsh corgi.
Isn't that the only kind?
Yes, but I wanted the specific name.
Whatever, bunch of freaking deformed animals that we ruin their lives.
I know, but aren't they so cute?
Yeah.
You're so cute. All right, so 9-5, I got nine stomped.
Wait, 9-5?
Yeah, because you just got that one.
Should be, I missed two. It should be 8-5.
Oh, 8-5. All right, I already gave you a credit. Okay.
Yeah. I'll take the extra point, though.
Nah, that's all right.
All right, any extra questions?
Nope.
Ooh, I got some.
Ooh, go for it.
Spike called Faye Romani. What pejorative name did Faye call Spike? Open answer. Judging by how well you're getting other questions, I did not ask you this one. It was Gaujo. Gaujo. It was only one episode that she called him that.
Nope.
What Gren played what instrument?
Gren?
Gren plays what instrument? He is very good at it.
Was it saxophone?
Correct. What was the name of the song Vicious's music box played? Lola, Molly, Elisa, or Julia?
I'm sure it was Julia.
Correct.
That's the character.
Yep. In Black Dog Serenade, I like this episode, Jet told Ed to do what if he didn't return? Open answer.
Don't remember.
Water the bonsai. Okay. And she did an awful job of that. Jet used to work for the ISSP. What does that stand for? I didn't give you this one because of that.
ISSP.
Can I give you a hint?
It was the...
Wait,
can
I give you a hint?
Sure.
The last letter stands for police.
Police. Okay, yeah, duh. International... Interspace.
P. You're close.
Interspace. Spatial police.
No, it was the Intersolar System Police.
Oh, nice. Close.
Yeah, you were close. And that's it. That's all I got.
Nice.
Well, since you only watched, give me the exact episode you stopped at.
Let me look at the episode list. Episode list. Cowboy Bebop. I will tell you. It was... Which one was it?
That is the question.
That is the question. Oh, My Funny Valentine.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what episode number that is? I can't remember off the top of my head.
15.
15. Okay. So you got a little over halfway.
Yeah.
And so what did you think just from that?
So I really love the show. It's really great. I wish I had put more time into watching it, but as you know, I bought this thing and I started playing that.
Okay. When did you buy that?
Last week.
Last week? What day last week?
Saturday.
Are we talking Saturday? I mean, this last Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, so you bought it at the tail end of two weeks of...
But we were going to postpone the show. We postponed the show.
It's true. I postponed and then
I'm
it.
Like, and then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll buy the Switch. I'll have, yeah. I don't have enough time. And then I didn't. All right. Yeah. So I played the Switch.
So I postponed the show because mm-hmm. I had family in town. They mm-hmm. take up the office. As you can see, I have uh-huh. a blow-up mattress behind me. Mm-hmm. And I could not record in here, and I could not record where I was going because mm-hmm. reasons. Yes. So we took a week off for Thanksgiving, and here we are. So you really loved it. I figured you would, because I think mm-hmm. this show was kind of up your alley as far as it definitely. Having a good balance of like humor and seriousness and just kind of like the vibe of like space cowboys. Mm-hmm. What of the episodes you had, what was one that really stood out to you?
Let me pull the list back up.
Was it the one with Ayn? For me personally, while you're looking that up, for me personally, the ones where it was kind of diving into to like Jet's background, whenever that, mm-hmm. like they kind of dove into everyone's background, I think were really good episodes. Like Jet,
yeah, I really like the one I just recently watched when it goes into Faye's background and mm-hmm. her waking up and stuff like that.
Yeah,
And I really enjoyed the Jet's background where he goes back and he finds the girl he was in love with.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
and then of course a little bit of getting into Spike's background when you get that two-parter and like he goes back and then deals with Vicious in that first little
thing. Right. I mean, even like the first episode, they allude to it, and actually the creator of it wanted kind of everything to kind of revolve around Spike, and so that's mm-hmm. why you probably got to the two-parter, but then like they touch on it every now and then like throughout, mm-hmm. And then the end is like the final confrontation, I think there. I mean, there's a lot of you picked up on it, but there's a lot of
Hold on.
References and stuff. Go ahead.
I also really liked Sympathy for the Devil. I loved that episode. Yeah. Dealing with an aging boy.
That yes.
was a great episode.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, like, underlying themes that the show kind of takes on. And they kind of, everyone's kind of a gray character. There's not a lot of, like, black and white, he's right. good, he's bad kind of thing where... I mean, your main characters are anti-heroes, mm-hmm. so they all have, like, a checkered past, and then you have this, like, crazy hacker kid named Ed that just is completely bonkers but is also mm-hmm. kind of badass. I kind of wished that, I mean, you know, not what you can do with a corgi dog. It's kind of there for, you know, sideline character, but it's kind of like Ayn got one episode and... you know, it's just kind of like a side character. But I guess it's what you're going to get with a corgi.
What are you going to get? He's a dog.
But I'm not looking for a three-dimensional character from a dog.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? So you picked up on a lot of the different references the show makes. This was a really... go ahead.
Oh, I definitely noticed the dragon... I definitely noticed Shinran several times, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then I noticed playing Pokemon, I noticed, I think it was Faye opening up a book, and it like was like a digital version of Pokemon. Mm. And then the Tom and Jerry thing, and I feel like there was many others that I could find a list of on IMDb.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was, even not so much pop culture. Sorry, I had to kill a cockroach.
Nice.
I was like, at the corner of my eye, I see this like black thing crawl across the wall.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry if that picked up on the audio.
Definitely.
But even just like philosophically, a lot of there was the theme of music kind of ran through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I actually got to start reading some of my trivia, but
side note, music in this is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Spike's character has a lot of references to like Bruce Lee. I guess like mm-hmm. it just in it one is his fighting style, but you know, there's an episode I unfortunately did not capture audio because my fucking capture thing was not working right. So but there's an episode where he's teaching that pickpocket guy on the planet Venus, mm-hmm. like how to counter someone's punch. Mm-hmm. He starts talking about like how to move like water. That's actually like almost word for word a speech that Bruce Lee gave in an interview, where he talks about like his fighting style, where he has to be fluid like water and he has to be able to adjust to any situation. So
right.
That was like pretty much word for word lifted from that interview. But some trivia. So in episode 11, Toys in the Attic, contains references to the movie Aliens from 1986. That's the one with his fucking definitely. Food that kind of became sentient.
Also, not just Aliens, but like 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Right.
They've had the rotating thing, but right. tracking that and then, you know, spinning out, going towards the the music playing, which I can't think of the name of the song now. No, it's the Blue Danube. That's what it is.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So among the references were the handheld tracker equipment that he had, where he has like the beeping one that they had right. in the first Alien. Mm-hmm. The computer's voice and the dramatized arming scene and the manner in which the creature is disposed of, which was fire and then shot out through space.
Right.
So the character designer for the series, Kawamoto Toshihiro, stated that the most challenging character design was Gren, as Gren was originally modeled after Brad Pitt, but Kawamoto had trouble picturing Brad Pitt with breasts. were you expecting that scene at all?
Nope, definitely not. Was not. Like, she walked in, and I'm like, "Oh, so who's this girl? What's going on?" And then he turns around, and I'm like, "Oh,
yeah." Okay. For when this was released, it's actually kind of almost forward thinking in a way. They had this, mm-hmm. which was it was like a trans character. But there was another scene where I think Faye or somebody busts in on somebody.
I noticed that.
And just two guys doing it.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't say anything about it. Just two guys in there going at it.
Right. Yeah. So, And so it's, you know, a lot of these different things that pop up that aren't, they're there, but they're not like, I guess the one with Gren, just because it kind of needed to be explained. But none of the characters that have these different like personalities or like these gender things are not like gawked at, like they're not there to put on a pedestal to right. be the focus necessarily of the episode, but mm-hmm. it just kind of paints the picture that this is like a different future and that, you know, there's certain things that are okay in this future. And I think it's kind of forward thinking, kind of like a lot of sci-fi is, where it's kind of imagining a future where, you know, this stuff is okay.
Right.
So and that also with Ed, I mean, because when you first see Ed, you're like, you know, is she a girl? Is she a boy? Or is he a boy? You don't find out. He's like, has the name of a boy, you know, typically, right. but has the voice of girl. But it's like a lot of times in anime, they use a higher voice for a kid. Mm-hmm. But then I think it was like the end of the episode where Faye just says, "Oh, you're a girl," and like just that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And then it's no longer an issue after that. So, the fight on the bridge between Spike and Abdul Hakim in episode 2, Stray Dog Strut, is an homage to the fight scene in Game of Death. Did you ever see that movie with Bruce Lee? Between Bruce Lee and Kareem Abdul Jabbar, all of Spike's fight features are use the Bruce Lee's Jeet Kune Do style of fighting, which was his popular one at the time, which stands for the Way of the Intercepting Fist.
Ooh.
That's true. Have you ever seen videos of Jeet Kune Do?
Nope.
So, I probably is butchering the shit out of this, but the idea behind Jeet Kune Do is that when you're throwing a punch, you're at your most vulnerable at that split second when you wind up to punch. And so the idea behind Jeet Kune Do was to capitalize on that weakness. So it's all about being like super fast. So right. if you're like winding up to punch me, you're not guarding yourself, and so you like go and like pop him in the face or something like that. Right. So that's why the Way of the Intercepting Fist is like you are like going in before you get hit. Like you're getting in those little spaces between guarding and punching.
Right.
So yeah, you should watch a video on that, because I don't know if you've watched any Bruce Lee stuff, but he's pretty amazing.
I actually haven't. So there's that.
Well, he was very instrumental in, it is way off topic, but this is very instrumental in kind of revolutionizing certain fighting styles. Mm-hmm. At the time, a lot of those in, like, over certain martial arts styles, like, were all about, like, the purity of their martial arts style, like, which one's best. Mm-hmm. And he was all like, there is no best one, because when you're in a street fight, like, mm-hmm. anything goes. Like, there's no code of honor. No one's going to bow to each other. So, like, it's all about, his whole style kind of evolved to that, like, the best style is no style. Like, you have to be able right. to, you know, flow like water, like he was saying earlier. So Jeet Kune Do, he made one. He's like, well, that kind of gets into a style. So then he kind of went way off. So, yeah. Next piece of trivia. This is the Bruce Lee Hour, by the way. Uh-huh. Almost every episode title refers to a song title or genre type of or genre or type of music. So I mm-hmm. mentioned that earlier. There's kind of like this music theme kind of going all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... I started to notice that once I get to Sympathy for the Devil, Waltz for Venus, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think there was even the Bohemian Rhapsody, which was just like 14. Way right on the nose. So, last piece of trivia, the capsule in which Faye was cryogenically preserved had the code NCC-1701B written on it, which is a reference to Star Trek and the ship Enterprise. So,
did not notice that.
Yeah, that's going back to the whole pop culture references and stuff. So it's just kind of like the show, you can tell, just had a lot of like heart and love put into it by the creators. Mm-hmm. That they took their time to kind of create this
Definitely.
This larger world outside of these characters. And I think I read somewhere that the creator wanted to start with the characters first before he wrote anything outside of them. He wanted to make sure mm-hmm. that they were solid characters on their own and then kind of put them in this world, which kind of shows where it's very character-driven and not, you know, circumstance-driven.
Right.
Well, that's it for trivia. I have mm-hmm. some fan stuff. So I got some videos. I went to look at music because the thing was really music heavy. So I looked at some people's different take on the musical theme. So you're going to play music. I'm not going to be able to hear it, but
okay.
I can just bob my head along.
I'm just going to put this over your face because it's a lot easier.
Awesome. Do it.
There you go. Oh, shit.
Being a band nerd, I thought you ought to appreciate this.
Tank from Cowboy Bebop.
The hit anime TV show.
Oh, he does say that.
So hot out there.
For real?
I remember being in the band and having to wear a uniform like that. It was such it's ass. I grew up in Tampa, which is even worse. Yeah, man. It's not ever. Because if anyone who's been in band or any sort of music program, you know how hard it is to get music that is entertaining and that is kind of your time. So, you know, getting one, a song like that, that was, I think, I don't know when that was done, but, you know, really relatively close to the anime, was probably a really, big confidence booster. Cause otherwise they play like old shit. It's
right.
not always fun. Watch Drumline. You know what I'm talking about.
Drumline. What's that?
You don't even see Drumline. Holy shit. I'm putting it on the list. It's got, what's his face from Mad TV. You know that guy?
There's a bunch of people from Mad TV.
Okay, this next one. You like trap mixes?
I don't know. Do
You're
I?
You're gonna love this one. Remember the Green Bird song from that one episode?
Nope.
We'll play it.
All right, hold on.
It takes a couple seconds to drop the bass.
Oh shit! Yeah, I do. I love this.
Yeah, we're gonna love even more.
Wait for it.
I love it.
Yeah, man. That's it. The kind of just loops. Just drop a fat bass line on that. You got yourself a hit.
Right? And oh, I love that song. When I was really thinking about the music, this was the song that I was thinking about. I didn't know the name.
I could have sworn that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just pointing out the music again. That yeah. song really hit me, and I loved it.
So that song, mm-hmm. I have like CDs and shit of like German like boy choirs, and I could have sworn that song is on one of them. But that was an original song written for this show.
Really?
But it's like it's very indicative of this German choir song that I have. I got to send it to you after the show. But
When did your choir song thing came out? Because this came out in 98, right?
No, this song was like written back in like the 1800s.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. I don't know.
No, yeah, it's an old song, like sung in cathedrals, but like that, it kind of fits. I don't know if it was maybe inspired by this one song, but
maybe.
Yeah, so your favorite guys are up next for the last video.
Oh, okay, sweet, yeah.
And guess who's the girl?
Of course it's Davis. Don't even have to... Of course it is, I love it! Fucking love it. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in
their stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's go. I like how the girl is doing the intro. Good Jet cosplay.
It's so good.
The Ed cosplay is looking a little scary. It's too short. Alright, I don't want to get copyright infringement.
No.
That's it for that. I'm going to wrap it up with some cosplay pictures. These should be safe for work. Maybe.
Should.
Yeah. Well, the first one is, at least. This was the best Spike cosplay for the first image. Put it right over my face.
Yeah, put it. This is so much easier than doing a whole nother thing.
Yeah. What I really liked about this one is the hair. Because it's hard to get, like, the kind of triangular shape of the sides, and I think he did a really good job.
I think he did great. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Next one is
also side note to anyone who just heard the Warp Zone thing, the Cowboy Bebop. Go check them out. They have a great channel. I love them.
Yes. Yeah, they're great. Speaking of which, you see their playthrough of Battlefield Battlefront 2?
I know.
Them with Jesse Cox.
It's hilarious. I have not. Ooh, this one's great.
Yeah. There was... So, the two people from Big Shot...
shoes in it.
Judy and Punch and somebody else. Jane and Punch. Is that their name? Anyway, Jane the two people... You know the Bounty Hunter show, Big Shot?
Yes. Yes,
someone
yes.
did a really good cosplay of that. I did not put it on here for obvious reasons, but the way she did it was actually pretty ingenious. So it wasn't what it looked like. It wasn't like her own chest. It was like a foam chest of just like a cleavage, and the vest was like attached to it. So she actually would like put the entire thing on, and so like the open bare chest thing was actually part of the costume. So like she wasn't walking around with her nips hanging out or something. So next one is Ed.
Is that supposed to be sexy Ed?
Ed. Oh yeah, I guess a little more buxom than the one in the show. But I just thought it was good as far as like the character of Ed. But yeah, definitely has gone through puberty already in that image. And the last one is one of my favorite characters, Jet.
Ah, oh, that looks great.
Mm-hmm, the arm. Oh,
look at that. Look at that, yep. People of the internet.
People of the internet. And that guy next to him, the sad dude.
He's cosplaying like just, somebody. He's like, cosplaying. He's cosplaying No Face from like Spirited Away.
He looks like he is just trying to get away from all these smelly people. That's all I got. You got anything? Anything you want to mention on the show that you really liked?
I got anything, sir, except that I can't wait to keep watching this show.
Yeah, you gonna finish it?
I'm definitely gonna finish it. I loved it. This is a show that I would recommend to everybody.
Yeah, it's actually on a lot of people's top five list. I would say
I can definitely see why.
Anime to show people who've never seen anime.
It's perfect. It's great.
Yeah. Did you watch it dubbed or subbed?
Dubbed.
Yes. I'm going to break my rule here. This is the shiny example of how a dub should be done.
And I think, that's the guy who actually did the voice for Toonami, right? The guy from Toonami. His name's not Toonami, but.
Oh, Mr. Toonami?
No, Mr. Toonami. No, what's the guy? It's the guy from Toonami.
Let's look it up since we have time to burn.
Toonami was hosted by Tom. Was it Tom?
Oh, yeah. That too. Tom? No. No, it was Koichi Yamadera.
No, who the fuck? I thought it was him.
I just said it. Why don't you believe me?
No.
Oh, did you like the episode Heavy Metal Queen?
Yes, I did.
That was a really good episode. I was going to talk to you about it.
Really good.
That kind of going, I mean, just kind of being more even-handed with like female characters. You know, with Faye, they really like to show certain shots of her. But I think she, for the most part, the character kind of owned it. Like, it wasn't just like she was just there for some TNA. Mm-hmm. But that she, it was part of her character as far as like she was a bounty hunter. You know, that was like, you know, part of her, you know, backstory and about a part of like just, it was done in a, I think, in a tasteful way. But, you know, she was not like a damsel in distress. Like, she could hold her own. Steve Blum.
Yes.
Or Steve Blum.
Steve Blum. Yes. He does so many voices.
He does. Let me see. Let me look at his IMDb.
He does so much.
Okay, IMDb, eat a dick. You're taking too long to load. Okay. I have to tell us what we're going to watch for next week.
Yeah, what are we watching next week?
We're watching the award-winning series on HBO.
Okay.
Leftovers.
Oh, okay.
Season one. Yes. Yeah, so there's only like, I think, 9 episodes.
Okay.
But they're like an hour long, so you need to get on it.
I need to do it.
Yes, you will. I think you will love the show. This is my prediction. You will love the show.
Okay.
You will love the music. You will want to keep watching. Here's what I love about this show.
Wasn't this show written by none other than the ruiner of Lost?
You mean what's his face?
What's his name?
Big Nose McGillicuddy.
What's his name? Damian Lindelof.
Maybe, but it's not ruined. Here's the thing. Here's why I think ruined Lost is it went on too long.
Yes,
they wrote themselves into too many corners.
Yes.
And they couldn't dig themselves out of it.
Yes.
This show, from the beginning, was only going to be 3 seasons, which means they had already written the beginning, middle, and end. So they, some people, the ending is up to interpretation. I think it buttons up a lot of the issues that go on with it. But you're only watching season one, so there was an issue with this show that there were too many question marks that they weren't answering quickly enough. But I think that by the end of three seasons, they do. So if you continue watching, you can decide for yourself. But you liked the ending of Lost, didn't you?
I did enjoy it, but it gets a little shaky at the end.
Yeah,
flash sideways. Actual like ending. I don't mind it. Yeah. But like the last season, I can't say I love the whole thing.
Yeah. So, I'm not gonna say anything about it because I want to ruin it. But season one, live it, love it, enjoy your time.
Yes. See you then, my friend. Mm-hmm. Let us wrap it up.
Oh, wait. Before we wrap it up.
Oh?
I'm going to see Thor Ragnarok tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So, are you going to announce why that's important to you, or you want to keep that a secret?
I mean, I don't know.
I know you're not like... I'll leave it up to you. I don't want to say anything. I don't know if you're still under an NDA.
I mean, yes, I think.
Okay, I won't say anything then. Okay. Anyway, Thor Ragnarok, I'm going to see it.
Okay.
Because I have my... Remember we had a whole thing where I had a free movie ticket? And we had picked that movie? Well, I got to use it before Friday because it ends up December 1st.
Well, there you go. You got to go. Got to go now.
Yeah. So, all right, we wrap it up.
All right. If you would like to follow the show on Twitter... You can follow us at Fancram Show. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Justin_TheScott. If you'd like to follow Jared.
Oh, you want to follow me? You can follow me at Doki Doki Tensai, TokiDokiTensai. And if you'd like to email us and tell us about how much you wish that Justin would finish the goddamn episodes when I assign them for 2 weeks. You can email us at fancramshowdown@gmail.com.
Hey, I finished half the show. I got half of my questions right. So
it's true. You did beat the spread, I guess.
I think I did all right. It's a great show. I recommend it.
And you still putting out that Bit.ly Fancram Live link?
Bit.ly Fancram Live will lead you to the YouTube page where I'm slowly uploading the videos.
What episode are you on now?
I don't know, Jared. It will be time-consuming. It will be a lot quicker once we start live streaming, and then it will just be there. So I don't have to worry about rendering goddamn videos and taking up my whole night.
Yeah. Your whole night. Hey, while it's rendering, you can play your Switch.
Uh-huh. I can do that.
We gotta wrap the show up.
Listen to the sounds of the Switch, Jared.
Sounds like
You didn't even hear it. It didn't turn
No,
out.
I didn't.
Okay. If you would like to email the show, email us at fancramshowdown.
I just said that. God damn it.
gmail.com.
I don't think you said that, Jared. I did say it. Check the goddamn tape. When you go through this. You're going to go back. You're going to have to clip it out because you're going to be so embarrassed that you reread the email. All right, wrap it up. We're getting crazy.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be sure to tune in next week. Oh, we'll see you then.
Bye.
I don't remember you saying that.